Live from Studio J at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight. Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. This is Wake Up Memphis. Boy, do I have a show for you this morning. It is Thursday, May 14th. Our number to be part of this program, 901-260-5926. My head this morning is spinning from stupidity. Our top story this morning here on the Mighty 990, the Boy Scouts banned. The Department of Veteran Affairs says the Boy Scouts can't honor an age-old tradition and put American flags on graves in military cemeteries on Memorial Day. This is outrageous. This is un-American. This hurts my heart. Here on the Mighty 990, when I decided to take this job and sit in this chair, Todd Starnes, the owner of this radio station, this great radio station, this patriotic radio station, we decided that we were going to air the Pledge of Allegiance every day for you. Why? Because I'm a patriot. I became really patriotic after September 11th. I was standing there that day in New York City as a reporter under the Twin Towers as people were jumping out the window. And I studied radical Islam, and I became a patriot. So as we start each day here on the Mighty 990 and Wake Up Memphis, here is your Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Memphis. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hi, I'm Kobe, student at Bellevue Tutorial. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your child to say the Pledge of Allegiance on this show, which is your show? Reach out to producer Adam, adam@kwamradio.com. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. Our top story is that the Boy Scouts are banned from putting, you know those little American flags? That's what they do, the Boy Scouts and the Eagle Scouts. Our Facebook page, the Mighty 990 Facebook page, is on fire again this morning. Delilah writing us, okay, so give me 25 flags and I'll go place them myself on the graves. No group, just an individual who happens to get 25 free American flags and decides to take them to the cemetery. And then I'll tell two friends who will tell two friends and so on and so on and so on. Can we not visit the military cemetery individually? An old friend of mine, someone I worked with on the streets of New York City, Fox News, you know him from the Fox News, Eric Shawn. He is the only correspondent who tackled this story yesterday. I looked everywhere. Let's hear in cut number 13 from Fox News correspondent Eric Shawn about the Boy Scouts being banned from placing American flags on military graves this Memorial Day. Cut 13.
Well, you know, coronavirus has canceled an annual commemoration the local officials in New York want restored. You know, for decades, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and other groups, they have placed small American flags at the graves of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice at our country's national military cemeteries for Memorial Day. But this year, the Department of Veterans Affairs has canceled those mass flag placements, citing coronavirus. But in Suffolk County, New York, on Long Island, where more than 500,000 veterans are buried at two national cemeteries, Calverton and Long Island National Cemeteries, local officials there want the VA to back down. County Executive Steve Ballone tells us with proper safety precautions, and he says working with the local health department, he thinks the war dead can again be properly honored.
And here we have the Memphis National Cemetery and the West Tennessee State Veterans Cemetery. Here in our area, are you a Boy Scout troop leader? What are you doing about this? Are you going to sit silent? Or are you going to get the little American flags, distribute them, and have the kids go to the cemetery as they've done for decades? Or are you going to use coronavirus and be a bunch of sheep, go along with this, and sit at home? Mighty 990 News Time is 6:04. Our phone number to chime in on this program, 901-260-5926. Michelle writing to me on the Mighty 990 Facebook page, where there's a will to honor our veterans, there is also a way, explanation point. More now in Cut 14 from Fox News correspondent Eric Shawn on this very serious issue.
The U.S. National Cemetery Administration that oversees the sites tells Fox News that since the state has not lifted virus restrictions on Long Island, the cemeteries there will not either, saying in part, families and community members are welcome to visit national cemeteries throughout Memorial Day weekend and place individual flags on graves to honor friends and family. Legal Scout Karen Monahan and his Boy Scout Troop 443 of Middle Island, New York, well, they have placed thousands of flags at the Caverna National Cemetery over the past few years. And Karen and his friends are confident they can do it again in 2 weeks safely.
Definitely a very emotional kind of moving experience. Personally, you know, my dad's a veteran. You know, he was deployed in Iraq for a year. And it's good to be able to pay our respects to our fallen heroes.
Oh, Boy Scout troops from California, Maryland, Missouri, and Wisconsin, among others, have also been told that they have to scrap their plans. In Massachusetts, an adult group called the Stowe Minutemen replaced the scouts this time. They put flags on the graves of veterans from the War of 1812. And that the Boy Scouts and others are hoping that the VA changes its mind.
This is totally un-American. Why is the Department of Veteran Affairs allowing this, citing coronavirus concerns? I don't get it. Well, here is someone who's not sitting down and taking it, who is not a sheep. In Suffolk County, Long Island, where there are more than 500,000 vets buried, the Suffolk County executive, who is a Democrat, by the way, his name is Steve Ballone. In cut number 12, he tells Fox News what is going on. He's with me. This is totally unacceptable. Cut 12.
When you see those graves out there all lined up and you realize that all of these individuals served and sacrificed for our country, and the notion that we would allow this virus to stop us from honoring them appropriately by placing American flags is just, for us in Suffolk County, is just unacceptable.
Are we going to sit down and take it, or are we going to fight back? 901-260-5926. I'm Robin Walensky, your host of Wake Up Memphis. My head is spinning from all this stupidity. It's un-American, and we need to have the Boy Scouts and the Eagle Scouts and anyone else who wants to put a flag at a military grave on Memorial Day, do it. Wear a mask. They can't give the coronavirus to people who are already deceased. I don't mean to make a joke. But you can tell in my voice this morning that I am really upset about this. Also this morning on the program here, Mighty 990 News Time is 6:08. Other stories trending. We have the unmasking of Michael Flynn and who was on this list. Oh, guess what? Former Vice President Joe Biden was on the list. And then we have the masking of citizens. That's coming up here in Memphis. Quite the rundown this morning. The Shelby County Commission voting in favor of an ordinance that would fine businesses $50 if they allow you inside their store without a mask. What has happened to us? 8 weeks of the coronavirus and we have gone absolutely crazy. We do have a very well-known, world-renowned known psychiatrist going to join me, Robin Walensky, this morning here on the program. Dr. Keith Ablo, you know him also from Fox News. He's kind of has like a Dr. Phil thing going on. He knows what's going on in the minds of these people. Mighty 990 News Time 6:09. Let's hit more news right now.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
Now, I was just telling you about how Shelby County voting in favor, 5-4, on the first reading of this mask ordinance. Let's hear from our friend Fox 13's Jackie Massey in cut number 8. Masks are coming.
Commissioner Tammy Sawyer says if passed, business owners would be fined $50 if they allow customers inside without wearing a mask. And she says her goal is to have the Shelby County Health Department make this a public health ordinance so it'll apply in Memphis and the other municipalities. But police would not be enforcing this. Tammy Sawyer suggests that a COVID helpline should be set up so people can call and make reports. Now, some commissioners were concerned, though, that business owners might have problems or be in danger if this becomes an ordinance. Now, keep in mind, this will be voted on two other times before it becomes an ordinance. And Commissioner Sawyer wants to emphasize that people wouldn't be fined. It would be business owners. And she's still working out those details about how this ordinance would be enforced if it's passed.
This is absolute insanity. Who's going to enforce this? Are we going to have the mask police now? Are we going to tie up the resources of the Memphis Police Department and have them issue citations for $50 because someone who is not sick is inside a store shopping for a t-shirt and they don't have a mask on? So now the small business owner is going to be fined $50. What? I'll tell you, it's mind blowing. 901-260-5926 is our number. Continuing now in the news, guess what? The Memphis Zoo finally reopened. Lots of rules there. You have to wear a mask so you're protected from the coronavirus, from people sneezing and coughing. But also, oh yes, the animals are also protected from you. Let's hear from Sheila O'Connor, Fox 13, cut number 9, the zoo is back open.
COVID-19 gave some of the zoo animals like Frankie the porcupine and Casey and Kelso the penguins an opportunity to explore outside of their habitat. Now it's time for humans to once again explore the zoo.
So it's just really nice to be out and about.
We've been waiting all day for this.
Paul Wozny and his wife drove all the way from Decatur, Alabama just to visit the Memphis Zoo.
Oh, we love it. I've been coming here for ever since they started having the pandas way back when they first opened it.
But before you walk into the zoo, there's a lot of notable changes. Barricades are up. Stencils on the ground mark social distancing spaces. Even how you pay is different. Changes that may take away from the normalcy of things, but necessary to keep you, the employees, and the animals safe.
I think we've become sheep at the zoo. We are following along all these ridiculous rules. Now, I'm not saying the coronavirus is not dangerous. It's dangerous if you have health conditions, if someone coughs on you and they have it. I mean, it's a serious issue. But the numbers are so low here in Tennessee. 16,000 people infected total. No one is thinking, no one is applying common sense to the issue. More now from Fox 13's Sheila O'Connor in cut number 10.
I get that it's necessary, and I understand that.
It's the same stuff they're doing everywhere else. I don't see any problem with any of it.
I understand. It's kind of heartbreaking, though, to have to wear a mask and go one way and all that, but I understand the restrictions.
Stephanie Sowerman has had to explain to her kids why businesses and other places have been closed.
My little son was wanting to know when he could get to go to the park, and I had to explain many times over that it's not an option right now, so to get to come to the zoo is wonderful.
A chance to get out of the house and a chance at normalcy.
A chance at normalcy. The new normal to me does not look good or feel good. Why in the world is the Department of Veterans Affairs using coronavirus concerns to ban the Boy Scouts from putting those little American flags on the graves of those of us who have served, who have passed away? Why can't they go to the cemetery on Memorial Day? It's an age-old American tradition. This is un-American. This is wrong. And you are upset about it. We have had close to 500 people checking in on the Mighty 990 Facebook page and on the Robin Walensky page this morning. If you missed this show this week or yesterday, Mighty990.com has all of the podcasts, and we are streaming live for you. You can listen at your desk. Mighty 990 News Time is 6:14. The unmasking of Michael Flynn, and who was on that list? Oh, guess what? Former Vice President Joe Biden. Nothing to see here, says Joe. But he was on the list. We'll tell you all about it. We have the audio coming right back. Mighty 990 News Time, 6:15.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure. Place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
Are you familiar with the mature news magazine, The Best Times? For over 33 years, they've been providing news and information for the senior community. If you'd like to have your message in front of more than 60,000 potential customers, you should consider The Best Times Way. The Best Times Way targets the mature market exclusively, providing interesting and valuable information to their readers and delivering results for their advertisers. Let them help you and promote your products and services to this valuable audience. Pick up your free copy of The Best Times at one of over 250 locations throughout the Mid-South.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we appreciate a place to call home. Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations to address your questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can foster a little hope at youthvillages.org/foster. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
Hey, this is Chet from The Real Resistance. You guys ever notice these days how the people telling you to hashtag resist everything seem to be the exact ones drinking the government-issued Kool-Aid? Well, join me and Sherry, where she does her best to help you navigate the local and national political trends, and I try my best to get you to relax, use a little common sense, and instead of thinking like a Democrat or Republican, start thinking like an American. Right here, you join us on The Real Resistance with Chet and Sherry every Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Mighty 990 when we still party like it's 1776.
At Liberty University, we believe in honoring service. That's why we offer first responder and military communities deep discounts on all of our 450-plus online programs. Military students, veterans, and spouses pay just $250 per credit hour for undergraduate and $275 to $300 per credit hour for graduate and PhD courses. First responders receive a 25% tuition discount, and those who qualify may be able to use both discounts for even greater savings. It's our way to say thank you for all you do. To learn more, text DEGREE to 49595.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. This is Wake Up Memphis. Mighty 990 News Time is 6:19, and we are talking about the Boy Scouts this morning who've been banned from putting American flags on the graves of those who have served our country. Memorial Day coming up. We're going to get into this and do a deep dive. And then we have Jim Crowder from Mid-South Gardening in studio. But first, at 6:19, traffic and weather for you.
Traffic.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along on 55 coming up through South Haven right now. Just watch your speed traveling up through Mississippi this morning. Yeah, we've seen a couple of minor accidents out here in the last hour or so, including that one at Bellevue Boulevard and Jackson Avenue. They're clearing that one on 40 westbound near Hollywood Street. It's way over to the right-hand side. And traffic 51 out of Millington starting to build. Check out the premier luxury vacation cabins near Gatlinburg. Log on today, CosbyCreekCabins.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
Weather now. Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Temperatures climbing today into the mid-80s. South winds picking up 10 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance of some isolated showers. Near 80 tomorrow with increasing rain chances. Car, truck, or van, tires, or tune-up. Visit Magnolia Tire Pros. They're on Goodman Road West in Horn Lake. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right now, 66 degrees in South Haven. Here at the Mighty 990 Studios, 67, partly cloudy skies. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. This is Wake Up Memphis. We are streaming live for you at themighty990.com. Talking about three topics this morning. The Boy Scouts are banned from putting flags on graves on Memorial Day. Really? Really? That is un-American. Plus, the unmasking of Michael Flynn, who was on the list, who wanted to expose Michael Flynn. And then the masking of citizens right here in Memphis. $50 fines for businesses. If you walk into the store without a mask, they're going to be fined $50. How are you going to enforce that? But first, joining me now live in studio is Jim Crowder. Good morning, Jim. You are the host of Mid-South Gardening here on the Mighty 990, airing Saturday morning from 6 to 8. And isn't it great? Because then we all get a break from all this political nonsense.
Absolutely. You know, I suffer from not the coronavirus, the Corolla virus. I am terribly addicted to plants and flowers, and it's just flat not curable.
Thank you so much for the much needed laughter. You know, I get upset. You know, my plants in my courtyard, I actually have, I'm going to take pictures of this and put it on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. I'm actually so patriotic that I have little American flags in my plants in the dirt. I stick the little flaggy thing in there, and people come into my courtyard and, you know, salute the flag, and they see my lovely garden, and everybody's happy. It's a win-win.
And then wonder who you buried under there. So, you
know. Probably. What's coming up, Jim, on the show this Saturday from 6 to 8, heard right here on the Mighty 990? Boy, you know, I tuned in last week. You had lots of callers, people with lots of questions about gardening. This tis the season.
Yes, it is. And we're going to continue our conversation about some of the damage from the November freeze we had, and particularly going to focus on gardenias, ones that do well here, ones further north, and the ones that are just kind of borderline here where you're likely to get damaged. So one of the South's favorite plants, and they can do quite well if you place them in the right place. So we're going to be talking about that.
How do you think the coronavirus, the concerns over coronavirus, has impacted the line of work you're in? I know you can go to the Home Depot if you have a mask and gloves. Certain Home Depots and Lowe's, you know, they're considered, you know, like grocery stores. And you can go over there and, you know, buy a wide variety of stuff. How do you think that coronavirus has impacted your industry?
Well, it's odd. It has had a positive impact on our industry. The lawn and garden industry, in particularly in Tennessee, is considered an essential business because we sell vegetable plants, vegetable seed, and that. And this has been probably in the 50 near years I've been in this business, this is probably the best year we have ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been all across the South that way. It's just we've had good weather. It's been a little bit rainy, but we've had just massive turnout at the garden centers. Every day has been like a Saturday because people couldn't go anywhere, but they could go to a garden center. So it's been very good for our industry.
Let me say this about gardening. My father, we call him Dr. Norm because he's a retired anatomist. He had some medical problems over the... He was fine until he was 80. And then from 80 to 85, which is... He's going to be 85 in 2 weeks. He had some very serious medical issues. He is still with us. And I have watched how gardening and replanting his cactus and doing stuff and piddling around in the backyard and this and that has really helped him psychologically. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll like this. And I went to my local Home Depot and Lowe's and bought some stuff. And, you know, after the show, I water the plants inside, outside. And it just gives me such a great mental break in the age of coronavirus. Talk about the psychological effects.
Well, it does. It has a calming effect on you and a nurturing effect also that many of us particularly lose once our children get away from us. But it gives you a time to reflect and you can appreciate what you have actually done. You've brought forth a thing of beauty and that's a really good feeling.
It's great when you start to see the flowers come up. That's my favorite.
Yes, it's wonderful, and things are really beginning to break now. Lilies are starting here, daylilies are starting, so this is the next 60 days or so. We're really just a fabulous time to get out and enjoy the garden before it gets too hot and you want to sit inside and watch football or baseball or, you know.
If it ever comes back.
Yes.
I personally think it's a big if. Now, in this age of coronavirus, Jim, it's interesting that the gardening sector has improved. And again, because people are at home and they want their backyard and front yard and the front stoop and everything to look nice. So I guess that people are spending money. You know, you're not spending money on going to the movie theater or to a Broadway show or to the orchestra. Maybe those dollars are being reallocated to the plants.
Yes, they are. And traditionally through the years, whenever there's been tough times, when money was tight, people didn't travel, but they did spend money on their home. And even in the worst of times, the garden industry has done better than most. But this year has just, it's been phenomenal. People are planting vegetable gardens that have never done it before, just to be able to grow some fresh fruit. And it's really been a pleasure to see what's happening in the industry. I just hope that it'll continue like this as we go on through the years.
You're listening to Jim Crowder, who's host of Mid-South Gardening right here on the Mighty 990. His show airs Saturday morning, 6 to 8. A little break from all the politics and all the nonsense that's going on. Coronavirus is a very serious issue, but boy, gardening, Jim, it takes the edge off, right?
It does, yes. It's a great way to get some exercise and just get out and breathe some fresh air. And really, you know, there's a whole lot in stopping to smell the roses. Really makes a difference in your life.
And what are you going to be talking about, Jim, this Saturday?
Well, again, we're going to talk about gardenias. We had a flash freeze, you know, back in November that had so many things stressed. We're also going to be talking about a new thing we're seeing a lot here, which is boxwood leaf miner. And we have so many boxwoods planted here, and it's manageable, but we want people to be able to take a look at it and stop it before the boxwoods really get ugly. So lots of things. Well, and, of course, we'll be taking questions from everyone, too. So,
and let's give out that number. If you want to talk to Jim, weigh in on the show, you have your gardening questions. He's answer man for all things gardening, 901-260-5926, 901-260-KWAM. Jim Crowder, always a pleasure to have you on the program. You are welcome back. We want to check in with you again next week at this time.
Thank you, Robin.
All right, have a great day. Jim Crowder, everyone, host of Mid-South Gardening, right here on the Mighty 990. His show airs Saturday from 6 to 8. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. This is Wake Up Memphis. This morning on the show, we are talking about the big news headline that the Boy Scouts are banned from putting little American flags on graves, military graves, on Memorial Day. What do you think about this? 901-260-5926. I think it's outrageous. I think we've gone mad in our country. We've turned into a nation of sheep. No one is thinking. And it's totally un-American. Totally un-American. We also have Dr. Keith Ablo coming up on the show, psychiatrist that you know from Fox News, and he's written many, many books. He's going to get us through this tough time. Mighty 990 News Time is 6:29. We'll be right back.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, protect yourself and your family with high-quality face masks from Boomer Naturals. They are lab-verified to give 92.2% antibacterial protection and are available in adult and child sizes. Boomer Natural face masks are made for use up to 30 days when you hand wash them between uses. So please order your masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code BILL20 at checkout to save 20%. Plus, you'll get free shipping on any order over $50. Use BILL20 at BoomerNaturals.com. On this Thursday, I am thinking about how things are going to change in the USA after the pandemic subsides. So here's a list. Fewer Americans are going to travel. So if you want to, you'll get good deals. More Americans will exercise because they're doing that now. People are so bored inside. They're jogging. They're taking walks. They're building home gyms. More Americans will move to the country, because they are seeing what happens in the mega cities like New York and Los Angeles. So country living will rise up, and second homes in the country will move briskly. Fewer Americans will use the media, especially after Donald Trump leaves the stage. Media distrust is going through the roof. Unfortunately, fewer Americans will practice their faith, because people are not going to church every Sunday or Saturday. They're getting out of that habit. And I think faith is going to decline, at least in the intermediate term. And finally, friendships are going to change. Think about who you are relying on in this time, who you call, who you email, text. Those people are going to stay firm in your life. But the other people who you're not hearing from, you're not dealing with, they're going to go by the wayside. So friendships in America are going to change. Now this. Have you ever Googled yourself? Many people admit to keeping an eye on their online reputation and to using the internet to look up someone from their past. Google and Facebook are just a start when it comes to finding public records. An innovative new website called Truth Finder can reveal a full scoop on millions of Americans. So please go to truthfinder.com/Bill right now to start searching. That's truthfinder.com/Bill. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
My name is Dr. Andrew Fabich, and I teach microbiology here at Drew McConnell University. And so instead of trying to teach biology from this perspective that gives you this goo-to-you version of evolution, you get this perspective of this is who God is, this is who God has revealed himself to be, and he's revealed himself in nature, which is terribly exciting to study.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/Starnes.
I'm Ed Parami, the owner of JanPro, the franchise that helps you be your own boss. JanPro is now the fastest growing franchise in the entire world for the second year in a row by Entrepreneur Magazine. We are growing so fast we need new business owners right here in Memphis right now. So if you want to be your own boss and open your own business, call JanPro at 901-683-4900 to see just how easy it is to be your own boss. For as little as $950 down, you can be a part of JanPro. Don't waste another minute. Call 901-683-4900.
Robin Walensky, Southern Sensibilities with a Jersey Attitude. Now back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. This is Wake Up Memphis on a Thursday, May 14th. Oh. The Boy Scouts are being told by the Department of Veterans Affairs, citing coronavirus concerns, that they can't put the flags over at the cemeteries on Memorial Day. Memphis National Cemetery and West Tennessee State Veterans Cemetery, the two in our area, Do you think this is un-American? 901-260-5926 is our number. We are streaming live for you at themighty990.com. Our Facebook page, themighty990.com Facebook page, which I just had on my phone but disappeared. Hate when that happens. But many of you, many, many hundreds of you are weighing in. And I'm trying to pull that up now. We have over 300 people who have shared their frustration with this story. And people are very upset. Cynthia writing to us, my uncle is the American Legion Honor Guard chaplain. He puts out flags every year by himself. I don't think this year will be any different. Lenny checking in with us. This is just so wrong, exclamation point. My brother is buried in a national cemetery, and I live far away. I'm always so grateful for those flags. My heart is broken by the callousness of this decision. Jill writing in, this makes me sick. Three exclamation points. Well, here's who I think is a great American. There is an executive on Long Island, New York, in Suffolk County, where more than 500,000 vets are buried in two cemeteries. And his name is Steve Ballone. He's a Democrat. He's the Suffolk County executive. And he says, folks, this is unacceptable. Cut 12.
When you see those graves out there all lined up and you realize that all of these individuals served and sacrificed for our country, and the notion that we would allow this virus to stop us from honoring them appropriately by placing American flags is just, for us in Suffolk County, is just unacceptable.
Transitioning now to other news, producer Adam, let's hit the news sounder. The Tennessee Department of Health is reporting that we have just over 16,000 cases of coronavirus. Unfortunately, 273 people have passed away. By the way, every soul is precious, but that number compared to other places, extremely low here in Tennessee. 8,600 people have recovered from the virus. So this means that you went and you got you were sick, you went and you got tested, then you sat it out for 14 days, did whatever treatment your doctor gave you, then you went and got tested again after on day 15 and you were negative. That's the 8,600 number of people who've recovered. In Shelby County, 45,000 of you have been tested for coronavirus, and there's about 3,500 cases, 76 unfortunate deaths, with more than 2,000 people recovering from coronavirus. Now, one of the industries hit extremely hard here in Memphis is, of course, Beale Street, known for all the great music. WMC5 reporter in cut number 11, Brazida Holgan, checks in with the coronavirus impact on Beale Street.
It's hard to imagine Memphis without music. Coronavirus has hit the music and entertainment industry hard. In the guidelines for opening up America again, it's not until phase three that large venues can reopen, putting music at the end of this roller coaster.
Singing in their vicinity is probably the second best way to aerosolize virus.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Steve Threlkeld says at the moment it's best to minimize live performances.
We don't know the answer of how much of a risk that is, but I think it probably is a reasonable thing to minimize singing in any sort of environment.
It's going to be a beautiful sound when we're able to get back together.
Peter Abel, president and CEO of Memphis Symphony Orchestra, says even though they don't have an audience, they are doing some performances.
We anticipate being able to sing. It's going to change the look of things for sure, definitely in the short term.
And let's check in with Campaign 2020 right now.
In-depth coverage of Campaign 2020 on the Mighty 990.
So we are less than 6 months away from the election, if you can believe it. Where has the time gone? Well, you've been sitting at home on your couch for the last 8 weeks due to this coronavirus situation. Well, there is a lot of news about former Vice President Joe Biden. In cut number one, President Trump calls Joe Biden the big unmasker. Listen.
You want to comment on the release of those names related to...
Well, the unmasking is a massive, it's a massive thing. It's, I just got a list. It's, who can believe a thing like this? And I watched Biden yesterday on Good Morning America being interviewed by one of your colleagues, George Stephanopoulos. And he said he knew nothing about anything. He has no idea. He knows nothing about anything. Nothing at all. And then it gets released today that he was a big unmasker. So how do you know nothing if you're one of the unmaskers? It's one of the very big stories, and I suspect you'll have, if it's possible, even bigger stories coming out.
You know, this is a huge story. CNN and MSNBC, I watched all day yesterday. They never mentioned anything about this. It was only on Fox News. Basically, a list came out. Here's the short version. A list came out with people's names in the Obama White House that wanted to unmask or reveal General Flynn because they wanted him out of there because he knew all this, where all the bodies were buried and all the dirty little secrets. So who's on this list? Who wanted General Flynn unmasked? Former FBI Director James Comey, the CIA Director John Brennan, oh, and the former DNI director, James Clapper, along with former Vice President Joe Biden, who, by the way, in cut number three, says this.
I was aware that there was, that there, they asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it, and I don't think anything else.
Okay, nothing to see here, says crazy Uncle Joe. Sleepy Joe. By the way, he has still, well, he's older. He has yet to come out of the basement. In cut number seven, SRN, Salem Radio News, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, a great guy who we've had on twice already on this show. He knows all the dirt in Washington.
Biden is one of many former Obama administration officials who requested to unmask the identity of Flynn when he was under surveillance. The former vice president had said he knew there was an investigation, but that's all. President Trump finds that hard to believe.
It gets released today that he was a big unmasker. So how do you know nothing if you're one of the unmaskers?
The president has blamed the Obama administration for its role in the Russia investigation and says what happened to Flynn is disgraceful. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, also weighing in on this whole unmasking thing, and here's why this is important. You as a voter, if you're a Democrat and Joe Biden is your guy, you need to know what was going on when he was the vice president and then come to your own conclusions if you want to vote for this guy. Now, Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul is getting in on all of this. And in cut number two, he claims that Biden was caught red-handed.
Think about it. You remember we went through this thing called impeachment? They said the President Trump was using the government to go after a political opponent. This is Vice President Biden using the spying powers of the United States to go after a political opponent. He's caught red-handed here. Vice President Biden's caught red-handed eavesdropping on a political opponent's phone calls. That, to me, is alarming.
It is alarming. And the only place you can get this news, is if, on television anyway, is on Fox and, of course, here on this program and on the Todd Starn Show and on this radio station here at the Mighty 990, where we're going to dig deep and get to the truth for you. Coming up, your comments on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. Why in the world is the Veterans Affairs Administration banning your Boy Scouts, your Eagle Scouts, from placing American flags on graves in military cemeteries? I am extremely upset about this, and guess what? So are you. Mighty 990 News Time, 6:44. We'll be right back.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Companies that are reopening now need to find paying customers. States planning budget cuts after pandemic eases, and meat shortages are said to be unlikely. Those stories are next.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950.
Some Americans are beginning to show reluctance to spending money at stores and other businesses which are reopening. Makers of staples like Oreos and Kellogg's cereals delaying the rollout of new product lines, instead trying to build on bonds their brands already have with many shoppers, as some consumers cut back due to job losses or reduced work hours. The meat industry says if plants keep operating, there should be plenty of supply to satisfy markets this summer across the country. Once the Wuhan virus pandemic is under control, many states are warning budget cuts will be coming. Hardest hit may be public schools and universities, as the Wuhan virus has blown a hole through budget surpluses from coast to coast. Revenue shortfalls of 15 to 20% are likely as services are reduced. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dimes Financial Report.
So it's very friendly. You feel very welcomed here, very just loved. You step on campus and you can feel the Holy Spirit. Like, you know that God's in on this. You know He's moving through our faculty, through our administration, in our classrooms. You know that the Lord is here.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
At your age, you should know better. The Best Times helps you make better decisions that affect all areas of your life. Whether you're looking for the best place to move to in retirement, a new car, auto repair, entertainment, how to save money on medications, latest safety devices, home medical options, or financial advice, you will find all that and more when you pick up your free copy of The Best Times at one of over 250 locations throughout the Mid-South. The Best Times, the source of quality information for mature Mid-Southerners for over 33 years.
I talk with healthcare professionals to bring you the latest wellness information Tuesdays and Thursdays on Live Life Well. Listen in and get tips like this to help you get started on your road to wellness.
The key to starting someone with a lifestyle change is go slow, make substantial changes that are easy to live with, and then slowly improve on that process. One day at a time, one meal at a time, one walk at a time.
I'm Bernadette Davis, and I've got you covered every Tuesday and Thursday at 12:30 p.m. on Live Life Well. Listen in on AM 990, FM 107.9, and streaming live on Mighty990.com.
So it's very friendly. You feel very welcomed here, very just loved. You step on campus and you can feel the Holy Spirit. Like, you know that God's in on this. You know He's moving through our faculty, through our administration, in our classrooms. You know that the Lord is here.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
I'm Robin Walensky. Good morning, everyone. This is Wake Up Memphis. Coming right up after weather and traffic, we've got Dr. Keith Abloh on the line. Mighty 990 News Time, 648. Traffic and weather right now.
Traffic.
Good morning. There's an accident being cleared out here at Bellevue Boulevard and just north of Jackson Avenue. Watching it pick up just a bit here on 55 through South Haven. We've been in good shape as far as interstate accidents, delays out here. Some radar. Make sure you slow it down. Check out the premier luxury vacation cabins near Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Log on to CosbyCreekCabins.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
What's the weather like today?
Weather now.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Temperatures climbing today into the mid-80s. South winds picking up 10 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance of some isolated showers. Near 80 tomorrow with increasing rain chances. Car, truck, or van, tires, or tune-up. Visit Magnolia Tire Pros. They're on Goodman Road West in Horn Lake. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right now, 65 degrees in Germantown, Olive Branch 65. And right here at the Mighty 990 Studios, 67 and sunny. And joining us now on the line, Producer Adam, I'm having a little echo issue here, but joining us now on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, yes, I can hear him now, Dr. Keith Ablo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Robin. Thank you for having me on.
You know, I am very familiar with your body of work because I used to work for Glenn Beck in a past life. I was his...
What a great thing.
His news person, and I read the book that you wrote with Glenn. I believe it was called The Seven Wonders, and every other chapter, it was like Glenn and his issue, and then you would weigh in from a psychological perspective. Am I right about that?
You are 100% right. Absolutely. What a joy it was to work with him.
I loved the book, and I worked at Fox News Radio for many years, and you were at Fox News contributor for 10 years. Now you have a new book coming out, and it's the perfect time, too, because so many of us, you know, we're talking about this Boy Scouts thing, the insanity of using the coronavirus as an excuse for to ban the Boy Scouts from going to put flags on military graves. It's outrageous. What has gone on with our minds during this age of coronavirus, Dr. Keith Ablo?
It's truly amazing, Robin. I think there are like three pandemics. There's the coronavirus. Which has a terrible toll, but then there's being driven online and away from one another, which has its own potential to cause depression and feelings of isolation and feelings that you're not empowered. And then thirdly, there's seemingly a wholesale movement in this country to kind of fold your cards and let the state take over and make all your decisions. So this pandemic has been hijacked by elements, political and social elements in our country that would encourage people to not have autonomy. That's horrible, to piggyback on the back of a pandemic in order to disempower people. We should be using this time to remind people how powerful they are.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I see some of us, not all of us, as a bunch of sheep who are just sitting down and going along and taking it. And then there's other people, folks like myself, who I believe if you don't have medical issues, go out, put your pants on one leg at a time and go to work. If you have health concerns, sit at home and isolate. I get it. Everybody gets it. Common sense is like out the window. And then you see what's going on in Michigan and in other places where there's fights going on and people are pushing people down the stairs because they're so angry because they want to go back to work. I mean, there's two camps here. There's the sheep that are being quiet and taking it, and those who are standing up like the American way and fighting back hard.
There have always been two camps because there's a large proportion of folks, sadly, who feel disempowered for some other reason in their life and are ready to have the state as their parent. Now, if you look at this objectively and you use your own mind, you'd say, man, there are a lot of conflicting messages from, even if you assume them to be well-meaning scientists, conflicting messages. That should lead people to say, you know what, I better think for myself. Put the self, S-E-L-F, in capital letters there. But instead, you do have a large contingent of the population saying, listen, it's good that you're paying me more to stay home than go to work. And I fully understand why you might want the gun shops closed, but the pot shops open. But we should really start wondering, wait a second, you want me to have the option of getting high, but not defending myself. What's happening here?
It is just a huge issue. It's upsetting as I look around, and I'm sure it's very upsetting for you as a psychiatrist. Your new book, available in stores June 2nd, I read, is called Trump Your Life, 25 Lessons from the Ups and Downs of the 45th President of the United States. Tell us about it.
I hope, Robin, that it's a bit of an antidote to exactly what we're talking about. These are 25 lessons taken from our study of the President of the United States that can convey to people his ability to be strong, his ability to be autonomous. And so we've really distilled down from the president's demeanor, his life history, his acts in office. We've distilled down 25 lessons that people can truly appropriate. And we've told you, listen, this is how to make this come alive in your own lives so that you, too, will feel empowered. Think about it. This president takes on any challenge and seems only to be energized by it and waiting for the next one. We need to emulate that.
You know, it's interesting. When I watched the two reporters, I'm not even going to get into their names, the one from CBS News, the other one from CNN, and they're there. They have privileged jobs of being White House correspondents. They're sitting there in the Rose Garden playing the gotcha game with President Trump, trying to take the guy down. This is somebody who doesn't need the money, folks, and he's from Queens. And let me tell you, he's a street fighter, right? And they're trying to take this guy down with words. And let me tell you, he's not going to play their game. You know, the question and answer, the Q&A session, it's over, folks. And he walks off because, let me tell you, it's a boomerang effect. You're trying to take down a guy who's working, who's taking a dollar a year. He donates the $400,000 to the, you know, troops and other or great organizations. Right. They're trying to take him down. But from a psychological perspective, Dr. Keith Abloh, they're not going to get this guy.
Don't pull on Superman's cape, right? That's why this, my co-author, Christian Josie, and I, we had such fun writing this because we really believe that this is like fighting back. The more of these books that find their ways into the hands of young people, into people's hands who have businesses, who want to make something of their lives, the better. And Roger Stone wrote the foreword and did an incredible job for us, wonderful job, conveying the ideas that he knows firsthand from working with the president for so long. And here's one idea. Anticipate increasing resistance as you pursue valued goals. Why is that? Because the bigger the goal and the better the goal, the more you should assume people are going to resist it from the other camp. Because there are a lot of small-minded people who don't like big ideas. Not only do they not want to deploy them in their lives, they don't want you to deploy them because it reminds them that they haven't achieved autonomy, that they're not in charge of their own lives. And that's not a good feeling. It's a really bad feeling. But it's the kind of thing that people will sit with for a very long time if that's who they've become, until you shake them out of their complacency.
And finally, in our last minute here, Dr. Keith Abloh on Wake Up Memphis, I'm your host, Robin Walensky. 6:57 is our time. Do you think that the coronavirus psychologically is going to impact people sitting at home saying, here's President Trump actually doing something about it, fighting back with China, trying to get to the root of all of this? Or are they going to say, no, it's time for a change? Psychologically, where do you think the American people are?
Psychologically, I believe the truth always wins. And I don't see the American people turning out of office their one chance to rebuild America into the strongest nation we can be. I think they may hem, they may ha, they may criticize, but in the end, I can't see that happening. And hey, if Trump your life helps that a bit, I would just be so gratified because I think we're at a point of tremendous decision. Are we going to have the nation that we've had before based in liberty, or are we going to fold our hands and say, I just want the state as my parent.
Dr. Keith Abloh, you are always welcome on this program, Wake Up Memphis. Thank you so much for your time. And everybody, get the book. Order it in advance on Amazon. Trump Your Life, 25 Lessons from the Ups and Downs of the 45th President of the United States. Dr. Keith Abloh, don't pull on Superman's cape. I love that.
Take care, Robin.
Thanks so much. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. This is Wake Up Memphis. We're talking about all the insanity going on in the age of coronavirus. The Boy Scouts are being told that they can't put the little American flags on the graves of military vets on Memorial Day. This is un-American, folks. Are we going to be sheep and just sit down and take it? Or are we going to stand up and fight and have our sons and daughters pay respects on Memorial Day on those graves with the American flags?